Hello, hello. Welcome back, or welcome to the My Monday Mood podcast. Wow, it has been a minute. It's so weird, like, saying that because I haven't podcasted in so long. Sorry, I kind of just vanished. Typical Natalia move. I just felt like I needed a little break. Life was lifing, and I had some other priorities, but I am just so grateful and happy to be here. And if you are listening, thank you for being here. We're just gonna get right into it today. This is gonna be another kind of mini episode. You guys know I like my 10 to 15 minute episodes. That is still the goal for this podcast, so let's just get into it. So lately, I've been feeling a bit overwhelmed with life and the direction I feel like I want to take. I feel like that's the main theme of being in your 20s, is just like navigating life and figuring out who you truly are and what you want to prioritize, and feeling overwhelmed a majority of the time. I have had so many different dreams and goals, whether that was traveling or making a certain amount of money at a certain age or being married and having kids at a certain age. There are dreams and things I have been working on, but as I'm evolving and changing as a person, I'm noticing that my dreams are also evolving. I don't have the same exact goals and dreams necessarily as I did 4 years ago, or even a year ago. Either some of those goals have already been crossed off the list, and some of those just don't align with who I am and who I want to become anymore. For goals that I've crossed, you know, I've been able to travel a lot and experience things that have always been on my bucket list, but I'm not married and I don't have kids at age 24 like my 19-year-old self thought I would by now. And that's okay, because at this stage of my life, my goals and priorities have shifted, and it can feel so overwhelming when you feel like you have so many different dreams and goals that you want to reach at a certain timeline, but then you feel scared that you're not ready enough, or life just has other plans for you that are out of your control, and you kind of just have to surrender and let go of that exact plan you had originally had. And I feel like right now in my life, I'm at a point where I'm learning that the path will always reveal itself when you just let go a little bit and be open to what's next when you feel like you've lost your direction. So in all transparency, when I look back and think about where I thought I would be at this point in my life, that's where I've been kind of struggling lately. And I'm someone who dreams big, like big dreamer, okay? But when it comes to doing the work to get those dreams or making it happen is where the overwhelming and paralyzing sensation occurs. But like, don't get me wrong, if I have a certain goal in mind that I feel 100% certain and passionate about, I know I can do it. And I'll give my full 100% best efforts to make it happen. But if I do let that goal kind of linger, I start to second guess myself and overthink if that dream or goal is something that I really want for myself. Being indecisive is something I've always struggled with. I'm not sure exactly where it stems from, but making decisions, both big and small, sometimes just feels so overwhelming. And I end up spiraling because I fear I'm making the wrong choice, or my potential is going to waste, or I could be doing something better with my time. It's like sometimes I feel like I'm trying to convince myself out of it. If you tend to self-sabotage like me, you can probably relate to that. Self-sabotage is something I've been working on for some time now, and I still have moments where I just hold myself back from opportunities or dreams because I don't feel quote-unquote ready enough or good enough for whatever it is that I feel called to do. But the reality is, those thoughts are just negative self-thoughts that should have no power at all. If I wasn't ready for something, the opportunity wouldn't have presented itself in the first place. The reason why I called this episode Be Here Now is because that quote is something I feel resonates or has resonated with every chapter of my life. I can beat up myself about not being where I want to be in life yet, or feel like I've wasted so much time on things that ended up not serving me in ways that I would have liked it to. I can compare myself to others, feel sad for myself, and have a victim mindset. Or I can take ownership and control of where I am in my life and be proud of where I am and notice the good and stop comparing myself to people I see on social media or just giving myself constantly a hard time for not being where I want to be, because there are things that happen in life that we have no control over and we need to accept it and move on and move forward. If you are stuck on living in the past and, again, beating yourself up, that's not going to do anything. And that is what I'm learning, is like, we are here to move forward. We have big goals, big things that we want to pursue, and taking control of where I am and where I want to be is my focus, should be my focus, you know? Every experience, every person, every lesson has led me right now exactly where I am. And where am I right now is the question. Although life isn't perfect, which I never think life is truly 100% perfect, right now I'm in this in-between phase where I'm figuring out who I am and what I see myself doing long-term. This is mainly career-wise. I see myself doing social media for a very long time, so that's not really changing, but I want to add something in that feels a little bit more fulfilling, where I can connect with others on a deeper level. I've been doing social media for 4 years now, and I've always wanted to expand and have something else where I work with clients or do something where I can have that in-person connection. And I do have a lot of ideas for what I could add to my plate, whether that's becoming a yoga instructor or having a coaching business to help others build better habits, reinvent themselves, etc. The list honestly goes on and on. My ADHD brain is like, ooh, this sounds good. Ooh, this sounds good. So it's like, I have so many ideas and things that I could see myself doing. And while I'm in this in-between phase, I want to focus on practicing gratitude for where I am now and being present for where I am now. That's been something I've really been having to remind myself for when I'm future tripping or comparing my life to others in a toxic way. And you guys, I know it's been a minute since I've been on the pod, and I feel like honestly my life has changed so much since my last episode, but like the most exciting things. And yeah, let's share with the class. What do I have to be grateful for right now? Okay, let's start with this. Your girl is cuffed up after 7 years of being single. Like, I'm in a healthy relationship. Being in a healthy relationship with someone, and like someone I've literally dreamt about ending up with, is something that I have been waiting for and being patient for and praying for. And now that I'm here, I'm just like, oh my goodness, like, I'm trying so hard and not to self-sabotage this man, because we're working on it, okay? But that is a huge blessing that has entered my life that I have so much gratitude for. Another thing, I am in a place where things feel more stable and less chaotic at home. If you've been following me for a while or you've listened to some of my episodes, you know that I did not grow up in a stable environment. All I've pretty much known is chaos, and now that I have stability, it's something that I'm very unfamiliar with, but it's something my younger self dreamt about. So maybe it's not such a bad thing that I don't live on my own right now, and I'm able to just really lean into this new chapter, living with my mom, working on our relationship. It's the best it's ever been, probably. So that's like a huge blessing, you know, and I wouldn't be able to recognize that if I was constantly giving myself a hard time for, again, not living on my own right now. And there's just so much that I have to be thankful for. And that is basically the point of this episode, to open your eyes and Notice the many miracles in your day. Notice the blessings that are happening right now. And if you are not in an environment or the path that you'd like to be in, doesn't mean you're running behind or falling short. Just because you're indecisive and haven't made a firm decision on which path to take does not mean you're lazy or being unproductive. Whatever is happening in your life right now, or why things haven't happened, it's all happening for some greater reason. And I know that that is so cliche to say and whatnot, but it's so true. The in-between stages of life are actually a really beautiful phase because it gives you an opportunity to reevaluate what you really want, and it also gives you a chance to spend time with yourself figuring out who you really are. So be here now, exactly where your feet are. If you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed with life, not sure which direction to take, or you're just unhappy with your current circumstances, try and find gratitude in the small thing. Remind yourself every day that big changes don't happen all at once, but with small steps. The small things that are currently making me so happy are strawberry matcha and yoga, okay? Those things I look forward to weekly, and they make me so happy. Also, ice cream. It's the summertime. Yes, I'm having ice cream after dinner. Like, you know, those things make me very happy. There is so much life to be lived in the in-between phase. It all serves a purpose. So just try as much as you can to trust the timing and the process of your life. And you will look back and see why certain things had to happen in an order. Maybe you wouldn't have picked, or at a time that didn't really make a whole lot of sense. And that's okay, because you'll see why it had to happen that way. All right. Thank you for listening to my rant. This is just a rant to be present, you know? We gotta be present. We gotta be here now. We gotta find joy in the little things. All right? If you guys like this episode and would like to support me, you can go ahead and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or give me a 5-star rating on Spotify. And if you're not already following the podcast Instagram, I'll link it below for you guys. And yeah, if you really like this episode, feel free to DM me. I love hearing from you guys. I love the feedback. It keeps me going. So just know that I appreciate you and I love you. And I will see you very soon. Mwah.